The world in which we live doesn't really mind people talking about religion or praying to a higher power. It's even stylish to be spiritually enlightened. A buzzword for the 21st century is to claim to be a spiritual person. The current culture is open and very tolerant toward different religions and their various practices. All is well until the name Jesus Christ is spoken. I believe the name Jesus is the lightning rod. There is power in the name of Jesus, and it is intimidating and convicting. It divides good and evil, right and wrong. Have you ever considered why his name would be used as a curse word when there is no other religious figure invoked in such a way? His name was given to him by God himself, and it's offensive to many, though they don't know why. The original Aramaic for Jesus is Yeshua. It is actually translated salvation. The very word Christmas creates an issue, for the word Christmas contains the title Christ, which literally means Messiah. Join us now as we proclaim the name that is above every name. Declare the name, Jesus. To rejoice. It's Christmas, and it's the time of year where we feast and celebrate. It's not only the wise men rejoicing with exceeding great joy, for good tidings of great joy is for all people throughout all time. Joy has come, bringing hope, peace, and love to all mankind.
Joy that sustains you when everything fails
comes from the Father in heaven.
Joy that will lift you to heavenly realms
comes from the Father in heaven. Heavenly joy, unspeakable joy, joy full of glory, Jesus is joy. Wonderful joy, marvelous joy, oh what a Savior, Jesus is joy.
The glories of Eden. eternity.
Sent from the Father in heaven.
Oh, Jesus was seeking to save you and me.
A gift from the Father in heaven.
If you are looking for this kind of joy,
the gift has already been given.
It's peace that the winds of this world can't destroy.
Salvation has come down.
Rejoicing, laughter, and singing have been part of Christmas for as long as we can remember. This is the time of year, and for most of us, it's the only time of year, that we pull out the same cassettes, CDs, and even record albums to listen to our favorite Christmas music. Now, some of you won't admit it, but you're going to listen to Mannheim Steamroller, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, John Denver and the Muppets, the Carpenters. Some of you listen to Bing Crosby or Elvis singing Blue, 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 Blue Christmas. Thank you very much. You know, it's amazing that a name like Elvis could cause such a stir. But a name can spark an emotion or a thought, bring a smile or a tear. You see, names are how we recognize one another. A name becomes synonymous with a person's reputation, behavior, or character. Have you ever wondered why you were given your name? How many of us know the deciding factor, the defining moment that gave us our name? Many of us have wondered what our parents were thinking when they named us. That's why some of us have nicknames. In the days of the Bible, a name implied so much more than it does today. A name revealed something special about the child to which it was given. From an incident during their birth to their temperament or appearance, from an everyday object to the time of day that they were born. Jewish parents named their children to give significance and meaning to the newborn child. But a baby was about to be born that had a name given to him by God Himself. Jehovah God sent a messenger from heaven to visit a young Jewish girl that had found favor in His sight. God had chosen this pure young lady to be the mother of His son. The angel was very careful to convey to her the name his heavenly Father had chosen.
Cherish that wonderful name.
other name can save or heal. No other name can cleanse and fill that emptiness inside your heart. No other name but Jesus. And when all have come and gone, that name, it will still live on. So magnify it loud and strong, the precious name of
forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger. And they called him Jesus, which means salvation, for he shall save his people from their sin.
And the angel called him
some distinctive things about Jesus that cannot be said about any other person, beginning with prophecies that were written concerning his birth. Isaiah spoke of a virgin girl that would give birth to a son. The prophet Daniel wrote of the precise time in history when the anointed one would come. The psalmist foretold that kings from the east would visit him, bearing gifts. Over 700 years before Jesus was born, the prophet Micah told of the specific location where all of this would take place. He revealed that Bethlehem was the place where a ruler would be born, and that this ruler would have origins from long ago, from the days of eternity. So many prophecies, and every one of them down to the smallest detail, were fulfilled in this one born in Bethlehem. There had never been, nor would there ever be, a baby like him.
Into the world.
angel proclaimed Christ is born, first to a most unsuspecting group of individuals. In the darkness of night, there was a divine display of sound and lights, startling those who first heard the announcement that a Savior was born. With amazement and wonder, they hurried to the place where the Savior lay.
Angels appeared unto shepherds, bearing the news of his birth. Glory to God in the highest. God has come down to the earth, born in the city.
What an amazing night for those shepherds on the hills close to Bethlehem. Think about it. Angels dispatched from heaven, interacting with ordinary men. The Shekinah glory of God like a star over a stable. Every time I read the Christmas story, I see something fresh, something new. This year, I noticed the different names attributed to Jesus at his birth. Each name serves as a description of who Jesus really is and how he works in the lives of people. The angel, speaking to the shepherds, described the babe in the manger as Savior. He called the one wrapped in swaddling clothes Christ, which means Messiah. The angel also proclaimed that he, Jesus, was Lord. Mary and Joseph were commanded to give the unborn child the name Jesus. Yet the angel also called him Son of the Highest and Son of God, and that he would be called Emmanuel, God with us. When the Magi came, they inquired, "Where is he who is born king, and where could he be found?" Of all the names, the one that speaks most powerfully is the name Jesus, for it is in that name we find the source of all that's good and all that's holy. You see, salvation is in that name. Healing is in that name. The forces of nature bow to that name. Even the demons tremble at the sound of that name. The precious name of Jesus has changed the lives of so many. That name changed me, for that name saved me and gave me life. And because of that wonderful name, I discovered the reason for living. I found peace and contentment that the world could never give. I don't know about you, but there's no name more precious or lovely or wonderful than the name Jesus. All that we have ever needed, all that we've ever hoped for is found in the name, that matchless name, Jesus.
Feel that no one loves me. His love. this song.
Sing this song. What a beautiful name, the name Jesus. We worship that name. We give honor and praise to Jesus, our Redeemer, our Savior, our door to heaven. And we give thanks and praise unto God for sending His own Son. Glory to God, for Christ our Messiah is come.
Lord of the prophets, centuries old, the birth of Messiah has been long foretold.
We celebrate Christmas because of His arrival. It's an old cliche, but He is the reason for the season. It's hard to fathom that the issue of Christmas in some circles has become what to do with Jesus. From the banning of manger scenes, renaming Christmas trees, schools removing carols about the birth of Christ, what a tragedy. For that innocent, perfect baby in Bethlehem is God reaching out to a hurting world with His love and His promise of peace, joy, and eternal life. Christmas is far more than an annual holiday, for Jesus is far more than just a character in a religious story. You cannot constrain Jesus to any particular day, for all of history is related to Him. The whole Bible is filled with references to Jesus in one way or another. In Genesis, he is creator, for all things were made by him. In Exodus, he's the deliverer, the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he is the great high priest, our eternal sacrifice. And in Numbers, Jesus is the trusted guide, the cloud in the daytime, and the pillar of fire in the darkness of night. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet who is greater than Moses. In Joshua, the captain of our salvation, the one who leads us into the promised land. In Judges, he's both judge and lawgiver. And in Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. In Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, he is the prophet of the Lord and the reigning king. In Ezra, he's the one who fulfills his promises. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of the broken and torn down walls in our lives. And in Esther, he reveals the providence of God. In Job, he is our ever-living redeemer. In Psalms, he is our shepherd and our song. In Proverbs, he is wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, Jesus is our only hope. And in Song of Solomon, he is the bridegroom, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the lover of my soul. In Isaiah, he is wonderful, counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, he's the potter who puts our broken lives back together again. And in Ezekiel, he's the watchman of our soul and our high tower. In Daniel, he's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. In Hosea, he's the faithful forgiver and everlasting love. In Joel, he is the one who pours out his spirit on all flesh. In Amos, he is our burden bearer. And in Obadiah, he's our savior. In Jonah, he is merciful and full of grace. In Micah, he is the ruler called out of Bethlehem. In Nahum, Jesus is our avenger. In Habakkuk, he is the one who justifies by faith. And in Zephaniah, Jesus is the Lord, mighty to save. In Haggai, he is our stronghold in a day of trouble. In Zechariah, he is the one whose feet will stand in that day on the Mount of Olives as king over all the earth. And in Malachi, he is the Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings. In Matthew, he's Messiah and King. In Mark, the Wonder Worker. In Luke, the Son of Man. In John, the Son of God. In Acts, he's our ascended Lord. In Romans, he is our salvation. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, he is Redeemer and the Lord of glory. And in Galatians, he's the one who sets us free. In Ephesians, he's our chief cornerstone. In Philippians, he's the God who meets our every need. In Colossians, he's the hope of glory. And in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, he's our soon coming king. And in 1st and 2nd Timothy, he's the mediator between God and man. In Titus, he's our great God and Savior. In Philemon, he's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. In Hebrews, he's the blood that washes my sin away. In James, he's the great physician. And in 1st and 2nd Peter, the chief shepherd. In 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, he's our righteousness, truth, and love. And in Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000 saints. And in Revelation, he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Above his name there is no other name, the one who is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last, beginning and